This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. This mini episode is brought to you by The Moment of Happiness, my email newsletter where I send you a happiness quotation every day for free. If you'd like to get The Moment of Happiness, just email me at podcast@gretchenrubin.com and write quote newsletter in the subject line, and I'll sign you up. I love maxims, aphorisms, proverbs, teaching stories, everything like that, and I'm constantly collecting them. And in that vein, I also love koans. And a koan, K-O-A-N, is a question, story, or statement that can't be understood logically. And Zen Buddhist monks meditate on koans as a way to abandon dependence on reason in their pursuit of enlightenment. And the most famous koan is probably, two hands clap and there is a sound. What is the sound of one hand? And one of my favorite koans is, what did your face look like before your parents were born? So you sort of can't think about it logically, but it seems to have all this meaning. And so as I go through life, I'm constantly on the lookout for koans of my own, koans that I have found just as part of my own reading, my own travels through life. And one of my favorites came in as part of my ongoing obsession with color, because I was reading this really interesting book, Color Chart, by Ann Temkin. And in that book, the artist Frank Stella is quoted. And here's the koan of Frank Stella. I know a wise guy who used to make fun of my painting, but he didn't like the abstract expressionists either. He said they would be good painters if they could only keep the paint as good as it is in the can. And that's what I tried to do. I tried to keep the paint as good as it was in the can. And I feel like this is a happiness koan. It has all this meaning. I'm not sure exactly what that meaning is. I think about it in terms of my own writing. I think, if only my writing, the words in my writing, can be as good as the words in the dictionary. And sometimes it's really helpful to think about these things that don't exactly make sense, but they seem to make all the more sense because we have to struggle to understand them. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.